Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Revelation chapter 22, verses 6 and 7.
And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book."
Now today's devotional reflection. As Christ followers, we are blessed to understand from Holy Scripture that not only has Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave, but he has also defeated the Antichrist, will make all things new, and is coming soon. We can be accurate futurists when we correctly handle the word of truth. A futurist is a person who works in consultancies, universities, government departments, private companies, or private think tanks as part of a team that researches and makes forecasts. People have perpetually yearned for a sneak peek into forthcoming events since the beginning. If you want to understand why life is, look at the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings. We quickly understand that Solomon was correct when he said there is nothing new under the sun. Jacob convened his sons to impart a concluding message before his death. Commencing his speech, he announced his intention to divulge his sons' upcoming experiences. In his address, he outlined the future lineages of Israel and highlighted specific characteristics of each. Jacob was among the first futurists as we find his narrative in the book of Beginnings. The difference between Jacob's forecast and the modern futurist is that Jacob received his forecast directly from God, not from gathered data. Reuben was involved in sexual sin and was told that because of his sin, he would not be considered the firstborn. Simeon and Levi overreacted to the crime committed against their sister, resulting in mass murder. As a result, they too would not be in the running for the title. Despite his issues, Judah showed repentance and allowed God to change his life. Thus, Judah became the leader among the tribes of Israel. The scepter will not depart from Judah, hence Jacob's words here are a hint of the Messianic King of Kings. Jesus is often referred to as the Lion of Judah, a title that evokes images of authority, power, and majesty. The first reference to Jesus as the Lion of Judah is in Jacob's futurist forecast in Genesis chapter 49. Jesus is a descendant of Judah through King David, who also came from the tribe of Judah. Believers today have the same ability to know the future when they look to Scripture. If you are currently experiencing difficulty, look to the Bible. Scripture plainly states that God plans to give you hope in a promising future. We will continue this thought next time. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.